Heary, heary, come to our trade. We're here to teach you what we do today.
Hey, Alden, come hand me the wooden staves.
We're blacksmiths, we're coopers, printers, and more. Help wanted ads are what you'll adore.
Constant, come here. Help me pump the bellows to the forge.
It is April 11, 1669, and almost time for work. I was important to men and women because I am a shoemaker. If shoemakers weren't around, people's feet would not be healthy. I work with men, women, and African-American slaves. We shoemakers live in a village, and I am one of those shoemakers that stay in the village. Some other shoemakers travel to families that need shoemakers to make them shoes. Now I'm going to tell you the instructions to make a pair of shoes. So the first step of making a shoe is get a piece of wood, then whittle out the set of different size shoe-shaped forms called the last. Next, to make the top part of the shoe, I would shape a flexible leather around the last. We called the top part of the shoe the upper. The bottom of the shoe is called the sole. The sole was cut from thick leather. I, the shoemaker, would use a pointy tool called an awl to punch small holes in the upper and the sole with heavy thread. Finally, I would get a wooden heel attached with tiny nails. And there is your shoe. Do the same things to the other shoe. You would get paid in clothes, food, and 5 shillings a month. If I were you, I would apprentice to be a shoemaker.
This project was produced by Two Rivers Community School, KDNK, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
Thank you for listening to our Colonial Times project.